information on how the angels, very simple statement, how the angels will do this separating. Remember, we're speaking about wheat and tares. The great issue near at hand will weed out those whom God has not appointed, and he will have a pure, true, sanctified ministry prepared for the latter rain. The way the angels do the separating is by this great issue, the Sunday test, the overflowing scourge. This is the time period where we see the dirt brush man cleaning Jehovah's floor, sweeping the floor out during the time period when the overflowing scourge is portrayed, ready to go through the world, going through the world. Now, I'm sure we're all familiar with William Miller's dream. We're going to look at William Miller's dream because this is where the dirt brush man is portrayed. I dreamed that God, by an unseen hand, sent me a curiously wrought casket about 10 inches long by 6 square, made of ebony and pearls, curiously inlaid. To the casket there was a key attached. I immediately took the key and opened the casket, when, to my wonder and surprise, I found it filled with all sorts and sizes of jewels, diamonds, precious stones, and gold and silver coin of every dimension and value, beautifully arranged in their several places in the casket. And thus arranged, they reflected a light and glory equal only to the sun. I thought it was not my duty to enjoy this wonderful sight alone, although my heart was overjoyed at the brilliancy, beauty, and value of its contents. I therefore placed it on the center table in my room and gave out word that all who had a desire might come and see the most glorious and brilliant sight ever seen by a man in this life. The people began to come in, at first few in number, but increasing to a crowd. When they first looked into the casket, they would wonder and shout for joy. But when the spectators increased, everyone begin to trouble the jewels, taking them out of the casket and scattering them on the table. I began to think that the owner would require the casket and the jewels at my hand, and if I suffer them to be scattered, I could never replace them in the places in the casket again as before, and I felt I should never be able to meet the accountability, for it would be immense. I then began to plead with the people not to handle them, nor to take them out of the casket. But the more I pleaded, the more they scattered, and now they seem to scatter them all over the room, on the floor, and on every piece of furniture in the room. I then saw that among the genuine jewels and coin, they had scattered an innumerable quantity of spurious jewels and counterfeit coin. I was highly incensed at their base conduct and ingratitude, and reproved and reproached them for it. But the more I reproved, the more they scattered the spurious jewels and false coin among the genuine. I then became vexed in my physical soul and began to use physical force to push them out of the room. But while I was pushing one out, three more would enter and bring in dirt and shavings and sand and all manner of rubbish until they covered every one of the true jewels, diamonds, and coins, which were excluded from sight. They also tore in pieces my casket and scattered it among the rubbish. I thought no man regarded my sorrow or my anger. I became wholly discouraged and disheartened, and I sat down and wept. While I was thus weeping and mourning for my